USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is meeting with officials in Mexico City as thousands of migrants continue to trek to the United States-Mexico border. The caravan is currently still about 1,000 miles south of the U.S.-Mexico border. The president has said everything's on the table, including moving the U.S. military to the southern border between the United States and Mexico. Republican Congressman Peter King on that idea.
If in the end the president has to use the military, that would be a last step. But I think, and you know, when he blames the Democrats, his to me is the real criticism of the Democrats, is that as a country, we're not speaking with one voice.
The Barron County, Wisconsin Sheriff's Office says it's received 800 tips about missing teenager Jamie Kloss. She went missing after her parents were found dead early Monday morning. Hundreds of volunteers have been helping search for Kloss.
My dad grabbed me and said, they're doing a search for Jamie, and I said, absolutely, let's go.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA, that's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
An air defense bill the U.S. was supposed to hold to South Korea's military has been canceled. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The change in plans said to be aimed at giving nuclear talks with North Korea a better chance of success. Defense Secretary James Mattis and his South Korean counterpart making the decision at a Friday morning meeting in Singapore. As a result, the Pentagon is suspending what was called Exercise Vigilant Ace, which had been scheduled for December. Talks stalled earlier this month as the U.S. was pushing for an inventory of North Korea's nuclear weapons. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Department of Justice announced StarKist Company agreed to plead guilty to a felony price-fixing charge as part of a broad investigation of collusion of the canned tuna fish industry. The DOJ said StarKist faces up to a $100 million fine and worked with its top two main competitors to keep tuna prices artificially high. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Even as U.S. crude oil fell 6.2% over the last week, the average price per gallon of gasoline in the United States has only slipped by 2 cents. The price for a gallon of unleaded regular gasoline is $2.89 a gallon. That price is 45 cents higher than it was a year ago, and just a few cents shy of the $2.98 that was reached in May. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us about her cousin, Aaron Guthrie, who used to live near Tyndale Air Force Base in Florida before their home was destroyed by Hurricane Michael.
When the storm hit, Erin, her husband, and two young kids went to stay in Tallahassee with their mom, Mandy. She tells me, after the storm, they went to see their home and found people had looted their things.
Yes, they were looted. People stole their televisions. There's a lot of looting going on over there. Most of the town is destroyed.
She says even the baby's things were taken, and they have to start from scratch.
The kids, my grandchildren, are 2 years old and 4 months old.
They have lost their home. They've lost a lot of their possessions. Right now, the four of them are crammed into my living room, and it's just not enough space. They need their own house.
To help Erin and her family, you can go to the Facebook fundraiser for Amanda Sparks Smith in Tallahassee.
And please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.